start. Betty, could you come forward, please? Al, don't sit down. Come on up to the podium. I'll have you lead the pledge. Okay, if I could have your attention, please. We will convene the special budget meeting, May 16th, City Council. All council members are present, and we will have our code enforcement. What we had done previously was ask staff to bring back the figures for a balanced budget, which kind of is our worst-case scenario. This is what we have to deal with. So there has been a lot of concern amongst city employees and certainly amongst the council and staff. This is not easy for any of us. We are hoping to arrive at a two-year plan. We're hoping that at the end of 2 years, the state's going to pony up the money they've promised us. We're going to have revenues back where they belong. Some venues will be open that haven't been, things like that. So hopefully we'll have a lot of improvement in the next 2 years, but we have to get through those 2 years first. I think all of this, at least for me, I don't know about the rest of the council, in looking at our budgets and situation, has been a real reality check for us, Morro Bay, compared to other cities in this county. We simply don't have the revenue that other cities do. We don't have any big box stores. We don't have any car dealerships. We don't have any department stores. We have our tourism budget. That's really it. Used to be that in fishing. Fishing has been so decimated by all the restrictions that we can't even depend on that anymore. So it really has been something that we've had to face up to, that this city depends on tourism, and tourism does not bring in the kind of revenue that those other cities have available. So it's something we just have to remember when we're comparing ourselves, even to Grover Beach, which we've got a great redevelopment program going right now, is where our money comes from and how limited that is. So one of the things we all have to be thinking about is how we can increase our revenue. And hopefully that's one of the good things that comes out of all this, is ways to make it better here, to get more business here, to get a better tax base. Perhaps increasing sales taxes, that's something the county is thinking of, and I'm going to keep reminding you of that because I want you all to be aware of it when it comes on the ballot in 2006, how the whole county really does need this. It's the information that staff has brought to us has made it very clear to all of us that some services are going to have to be cut, and unfortunately some people are going to have to be laid off. And I cannot tell any of you how unpleasant that is for all of us up here. It's absolutely the worst thing you have to do. It's one of the things that you elected us to do, those of you out there. So I appreciate your trust in us making those decisions, but believe me, it is not easy. It's very painful because we consider all of our employees important, valuable, and friends. So it's going to be some difficult decisions. And just as we appreciate and respect your views and all the information that you've given us, we're looking forward to you appreciating the tough decisions that we have to make and hopefully understanding how our reasoning goes and support those ultimate decisions. So tonight, there will be more meetings on the budget. This isn't the last one, but hopefully with some preliminary information tonight, we can give the staff some more specific direction as to what steps need to be taken next. Our agenda tonight is going to be, there'll be a short presentation by staff, and then we're going to have public comment. We got a lot to accomplish tonight, so public comment will be limited to 1 hour, and your comments to 1 minute. So please, I'm sorry, I didn't hear. 1 hour of comments total, 1 minute per comment total. Okay. And the reason for that is because we all know the reasons behind what you favor or don't favor. We all know that. We're well aware of them. So basically what we're looking for is just a show of hands when somebody says, hey, we really support the fire department. If you agree with that, wave your hand. That's going to tell us what's important to you. And so please do that. Do give your support that way to the people who are speaking. And believe me, we do see that. And when you're up here looking at all those hands waving, it's very impressive. So please keep it to 1 minute, state what's important to you, and we don't need the reasons, we're well aware of them. After that, we'll have staff explanation of the materials that they've given to the council. Council will ask questions and clarification, and then we'll have our discussion and deliberation and give staff some direction for next steps. So, with that, Mr. Hendricks, Mr. Kosher.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I think what I'm going to do is just turn it over to Jim Kosher, who has a few brief comments about the budget, the status of the budget, and then you can go directly to public comment.
Good evening, Madam Mayor and members of the City Council. We're here tonight at Council direction to have an early look at the General Fund initial budget proposals. I want to begin by stating that we are dealing with a very dramatic reduction in the General Fund budget. The direction that you have given us in preparing this budget for this year is to balance it, to balance ongoing expenses to core current revenue sources. After the earlier City Council discussion, we have developed this budget with reductions across the general. The current state crisis has added new impacts to local revenues. Finally, a general economic slowdown coupled with continually deferred and unrealized benefits from the Duke project have made it apparent that we need to correct our financial course. We need to match core revenues, which are sales tax, property tax, and TOT tax, and the traditional revenues that we can rely on. We need to match those with our continuing spending obligations. So this is the financial picture before you tonight. After the public has had an opportunity to comment, I would like to provide you with a quick tour of the information and documents that were assembled for this evening's discussion.
Okay. I'm sorry, I didn't ask the rest of the council if you'd like to make any comments before we hear from the public. Anyone? Okay. We're going to open a public comment, and you'll have until 7:20. And please keep your comments on subject, budget only tonight. No other concerns, please. Just one second.
There's no
sign-in
sheet.
Okay. May we have quiet, please, so that you all get to actually hear your minutes comments, okay? Mr. Barta, you may begin.
I'm missing one of the council people.
She's having someone call to get her glasses. She's right back.
Okay. She only has to hear what I say. Good evening, Madam Mayor, members of the council. They say the first rule for doctors is do no harm. Well, here's a responsibility that lays squarely on the shoulders of this council. This council created an entirely new planning commission earlier this year. And what has your planning commission done? First, it made recommendations to get our granny unit regulations that are completely unnecessary.
Mr. Barta, is this about the budget?
You bet it is. You bought into that plan and are poised to complete action on that item next week. The coming outrage over that issue has not even begun to boil. Now, while you are in the hot seat and our faithful employees in all departments are wondering if they have a job on July 1st, your planning commission has an item on its agenda tonight while we are in this meeting to consider reducing the size of people's homes. That would be item 11B on their agenda this evening. So my advice this evening to save money and staff resources is to rein in your out-of-control planning commission.
Thank you, Mr. Barta.
Hi, my name is Rick Catlett. I'm here on behalf of the Morro Bay Peace Officers Association. Some citizens have suggested that the POA is using scare tactics through the use of media and informational resources. This is untrue. We are simply getting the facts out by outlining the effects of the police budget cuts and the impact it will have on our community. If council approves these cuts, they will all but decimate the department, the safety of the citizens of Morro Bay. We would lose five more sworn officers, bringing us to a level that would compromise the safety of the citizens of Morro Bay and the remaining officers. With this astronomical cuts, we would lose our school resource officer, DARE program, juvenile diversion program, volunteer program, neighborhood watch, property and evidence technician, narcotics dog, narcotics task force participation, and many other vital positions and programs. As you should be able to see, we cannot operate a safe or productive police department without these vital positions. These cuts don't even allow us to adequately and safely patrol our streets and maintain any sort of bare minimum patrol staffing. We ask that you please take another look at the numbers and prioritize public safety for the safety of the citizens and remaining officers. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, waves. Thank you. That's very good. Waves are good. Claps are not. Okay. Mary.
Good evening, Mayor Peters, City Council. My name is Mary Sponholtz, and I'm here on behalf of the Morro Bay Peace Officers Association. I have heard in public statements that there is no crime in Morro Bay. This is simply untrue. In 2004, there were 1,750 cases investigated by patrol. That's 146 per month. There were 153 major cases investigated by detectives that required extensive follow-up, a lot of times outside our city limits. Officers were dispatched to 7,205 calls, which equals 600 per month, or about 20 a day. This does not include any self-initiated activity, which was 10,066 incidents, 839 per month, or 28 per day. If you combine dispatched calls and self-initiated activity, our officers handle about 48 incidents per day in between their patrol time, report writing, and other activities. We had 4,073 traffic stops, 339 per month, or 11 per day minimum. We issued 1,585 traffic citations.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Good evening. My name is Ron Burkhart, and I am a resident here of Morro Bay. I'm concerned about the cost of replacing officers once you let them go and you add them back on to you want to rehire. You've got to train them. You've got to interview them. You have to have medical exams.
Police department is like the city of Morro Bay's insurance policy. Please look at the numbers again and prioritize what is vital to the city like you would do with your own budget. Thank you.
Good evening, Madam Mayor, members of the council. My name is Doug Hamp. I am 20 of my 36 years of fire service experience have been spent rejuvenating old fire departments or creating new fire service systems through cooperative agreements and the like. In every case, the processes were based on fact, not on emotions. The facts are the government's number one responsibility and priority is the protection of its citizens and public safety. The community of Morro Bay is at risk. Engine company staffing should be targeted at four persons, not three, and response time should be not over 4 minutes, 90% of the time. Simultaneous emergencies will continue to increase. Morro Bay cannot rely on automatic aid or mutual aid during significant regional events, and fire and life safety cost avoidance plans should be completed to prevent situations that have previously been allowed by the city not to occur again. Should you have any questions, please feel free to contact me, and I'll leave this with the city clerk with my phone number. Those seem like brash statements, but I can clarify them better with a greater period of time. Thank you.
My name is Al Singstock. I'm a citizen of Morro Bay, and I'm the code enforcement officer. And the thing I wanted to spend just a minute with is the sense of Morro Bay. One of the things, as I'm out in the community talking to many people, that they really are starting to understand is that the very thing that makes them want to be here, the very sense of safety and comfort that causes them to want to stay here, comes from those things they don't even know happens under most conditions when law-abiding citizens are living a good life. That we're out there cleaning up neighborhoods, creating communication systems so neighbors can watch out for neighbors and can make calls to the police when, in fact, they need help. It's been a very successful program, Crime Watch, Neighborhood Watch, all of the various programs that are out there, including code enforcement and many of the volunteers. It would be a sad day if after all of this work to teach the community how to make contact with their agencies that there was no one to call.
Thank you.
Bill Olson, Morro Bay. The services provided by the police and fire departments are not discretionary and should not be reduced. If we need a benefit assessment district to maintain our police and fire staffing at the present level, let's do it. We could also raise the sales tax 1%. The tourists pay most of it. They won't know the difference. Most of the cities in the state levy a higher rate of sales tax than we do. We also need to keep the officer at the high school. If you are not fully familiar with what he does there, please make the effort to inform yourself. Possibly we could get the school board to accept all or part of the cost. Morro Bay has a reputation as a low-crime city. This is not an accident. At the present time in Morro Bay, we have 13 registered sex offenders. In addition, we have 30 parolees and 210 probationers, with another 230 in Cayucas and Los Osos. When one needs a paramedic, has a fire, or needs the police, waiting in line is not an acceptable option.
Thank you.
Is My name is Rashawn, and I'm a gang member. And I'm glad y'all getting rid of the cops.
Okay, Joey. I understand what you're doing, but we do need your real name for the record.
My name is Joey Ricano, and I am I'm not actually a gang member, but I just played one on TV. But in all seriousness, Honorable Counsel, I want to tell you that since I've come to Morro Bay, I've dealt as an activist with different police departments, more than three or four. And there's no comparison of the caliber of the officer here, as far as I'm concerned. I've been treated with respect. When I get respect, it just makes me feel great. And I want to implore you to not make cuts straight off across the board like a sequester, and instead look into the issues more. And I appreciate this opportunity to address the council.
Thank you.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen of the council. My name is Marla Bruton. I'm a resident of North Morro Bay. And before I want to speak about the police officers and their jobs. And I, for one, before I begin that, want to say that I would gladly give up my street light that's in front of my house, and my neighbors would gladly give up that street light that's in front of the house. I've lived in that house for 22 years. Most of the time there wasn't a street light. Now there is a street light, and I haven't seen any difference in crime. So I know that several people I've talked to wouldn't mind doing that, and you could check into what that would save on money. Also, I tried to call Homeland Security last week, and there's no number. The one in Ventura is disconnected.
People that are coming in are younger and younger and younger, and they've all got minor beefs, but they've been in jail and prison. They need to be looked at, these juvenile programs. You need to not cut that across the board. You don't want another Columbine in Morro Bay, which is possible. There are 2.1 million people in jail in this country, prisons, and probably as many in juveniles in holding tanks all over America. If you cut out any kind of prevention in juvenile programs, you're going to have just build more prisons, which is not cool.
Thank you.
Good evening. My name is Richard Sadowski, and I'm here to support the Morro Bay Police Department. I think they're an excellent police force. I have a friend of mine who I've known since I was 16 years old. Her name is Sylvia Perales Ferris. She's a L.A. Sheriff, County Sheriff, and she works at the bomb squad. And in my eyes, she's the standard of police officers. And I believe, to my eyes, you guys got a great police force right now.
Thank you. We do.
Good evening. I'm Dan Glessman. I'll give you a change of pace. I won't talk about the police. I was looking at the draft budget. I liked your letter, Mr. Kosher, that covered it. It was very considered. One puzzle that I found, though, was it looked like the department heads were getting a required 20% reduction by cutting field personnel and supplies or maintenance. And then on the other hand, it looked like the top seven most highly paid are projecting an aggregate 9% wage increase. Doesn't make sense. Good night.
We'll get into that. Thank you.
My name is Christine Linares. I'm a resident of Morro Bay. I'm here tonight in regards to the proposed 24% across-the-board cuts in the budget. I am seriously concerned about the cuts planned for our police and fire departments. I find it unacceptable that these cuts would even be considered. Morro Bay has always prided itself for not only having the small-town atmosphere, but for being a beautiful place for us to raise our children, care for our elderly, and a great place to enjoy life. My family most recently needed the police department for a very serious matter. Not only was it handled in a professional manner, it was handled with compassion and sensitivity. I greatly appreciate that such care was taken. Our streets are safer because of the dedicated officers we have in our community, and I thank them very, very deeply. In regards to our fire department, losing our firefighters / paramedics is not an option either. Our town's history has shown us that these professionals are a vital, vital part of our safety and security. I would like to see from this council, considering you work for us, the citizens of Morro Bay, to get their priorities straight.
Thank you.
Yes.
Good evening, City Council and parents of Morro Bay. There are 13 registered sex offenders living in Morro Bay.
Can we have your name, please?
Pardon?
Your name,
Lanny
please.
McKay. Okay. There's 13 registered sex offenders living in Morro Bay, with half of them living within a couple blocks, two or three blocks, from the elementary school and the high school. We have 30 parolees who have served time in state prison. We have 207 adults and juveniles on probation. It's the duty of the city to provide citizens with adequate police protection. I can't imagine a caring parent standing for a cut in protection for them children while they're living in such danger with these criminals living amongst us. Morro Bay has a good police department. Its sworn officers' experience total 207 years with a median of 10.9. Pismo Beach is the closest local comparison to Morro Bay since it is a beach tourist destination community. Pismo Beach has a population of about 8,700 with 23 sworn officers. That means they have 2.7 officers per 1,000. Morro Bay has about 1.8 officers per 1,000. Megan's Law website shows 13 registered sex offenders in Morro Bay and 3 in Pismo Beach. Let's do a better job than they're doing for their kids in Florida. Thank you.
Thanks, Lanny.
Good evening. My name is Susan Ayers. I'm speaking as a citizen of Morro Bay. I spoke last week. You might remember telling me the story about the medical aid. I would like to speak on behalf of the fire department and the fine paramedic system that you guys have here that save lives and save people a trip to San Luis Obispo or whatever, not to mention coverage of the North Morro Bay department there, which is needed still, and the millions of tourists that come here every year. Appreciate all the fine fire department medical aids and so forth that they do. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening, Ms. Mayor and Council. Rick and Claire Grantham, North Morro Bay. I just want to reiterate a couple of things. I feel like I had some of my thunder stolen already, but you know, the gentleman that said the city government's main responsibility to its citizens is to provide a safe environment. Do any of you know
how... In fact, the Morro Bay Fire Department needs 4 additional firefighters to meet minimal national standards. In fact, if 3 positions are cut from next year's fire department budget, we will have 2 fewer firefighters than we had in 1969. Fact, 86 emergency incidents have been affected by simultaneous calls so far in this year alone. Fact, the recommendations of the Ad Hoc Emergency Service Committee were: 1, hire 4 additional firefighters to meet minimal national standards. 2, complete the Harbor Street station and work towards opening an additional station in North Morro Bay. 3, sell city property to help fund the stations. 4, set up a benefit assessment district to fund ongoing expenses. This city has to maintain our current level of fire department staffing and form a benefit assessment district to improve services. These aren't scare tactics, these are facts. We can't balance our budget by sacrificing the safety of our citizens. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Good evening. Jeff Jones, resident of Morro Bay. I'm here to speak on behalf of the budget and, again, to reiterate the 20% across-the-board cut just doesn't work. We do need to prioritize. In regard to our public safety, and I'll speak to the fire department, I know that the best. Cost to train a new firefighter, someone said a police officer's annual salary, it's far more than that. A firefighter, to train them to an acceptable level where they can work, is $200,000 to $250,000. If we don't have a position or we lose people, you know, we're spending a lot more money than what we'll ever save. Fire department and police departments are like an insurance policy. I don't know a soul who looks forward to writing a check for that, but you certainly want that in place if you have an emergency or if you have a claim. They'll not do a claim after the fact. Morro Bay, small town. It's funny how we have hosted the largest non-wildland stretcher fire in this county history, the largest evacuation, the largest hazardous material spill. The largest multiple casualty incident. You know, things do happen here. We can't cut our essential services.
Thanks.
Good evening, Council. Ken Vesterfeld, resident. Ditto on most of everything that's said here, so it's no use to me going over that. One of the other issues is that a lot of people think that we're a town of 10,000 people. And on weekends, it can be 12, 13, 14, 15, and maybe upwards of 20,000 people. There is no ratio, according to my best understanding with the FBI, there is no ratio police officers per residence. That's one of the things we have to take in consideration. We do have, through my experience, one of the finest police forces and fire departments. Everybody tells us that when they come into town. We appreciate your consideration, and I'm hoping that we're waving of our hands is getting to you. It's a very big decision to make, but safety is first. I will do without the lights. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Susie Correa. I have a unique vested interest and knowledge in respect to the possible budget cuts to our local police department. I am a resident of Morro Bay and own a home here. I am also a law enforcement officer myself from a different agency in the county. Please, please, please prioritize your cuts and keep the police department intact. I'm also an art and school resource officer and cover many schools throughout the North Coast, and understand how vital it is to have an SRO in our two schools in Morro Bay. Violence in our schools has become a serious epidemic throughout our country, and recently in a small Indian reservation, and it can happen here in our small town of Morro Bay. Having a law enforcement officer on campus is critical to see. I also have a daughter who attends Morro Bay High School. Having an SRO on campus gives me that peace of mind as a parent and a law enforcement officer. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening. My name is Jolie Burns, and I've chosen to make Morro Bay my home for several years. I'm against cutting the police force because I think this action does not support the city's and the police department's mission and obligation to protect the health and welfare of the public. Our community-based police force and fire department must be able to respond to an individual incident with enough backup to respond to a second incident. I'm concerned our current staffing can barely meet that obligation now, as demonstrated during the fatal car accident on South Bay Boulevard several months ago. Summertime tourism, Harbor Festival, and car shows are just a few examples of large spikes in traffic and people in Morro Bay. Our locally trained officers are critical to maintain the quality of life and feeling of security that we all enjoy here in Morro Bay. Please maintain the current sworn officer staffing levels in Morro Bay.
Thank you.
Hello, my name is Nathan Dittmore. I'm a resident and local business owner, and I think
that we need to improve fire rescue services. All the information pointed to the need to increase the staffing of the fire department. Given that you have this and other information from the committee, any actions that you take that result in a decrease in public safety is negligent.
Thank you.
Good evening. My name is Graham Pask, resident of the city and also a reserve fire engineer. I've spoken to you before about issues facing the fire department, and I don't think I could state them any better than several people have done so, not only tonight but in the previous evenings. As a resident and father of three children in this city, I just want to say there's many services in this city that I'm willing to wait for or do without. However, public safety is not one of them. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. Keith Taylor, resident of Morro Bay. We don't want our fire department staff cut at all. It must be left at 9 full-time positions for the welfare and safety of our citizens. If we need to use money from the reserve account, so be it. Isn't that what the reserve account is for? Emergencies? The council should be proactive in putting the benefit assessment district on the council's agenda. The community can discuss the issue, then put it to a vote. I'm sure the majority of property and business owners would support this. It is the best and easiest way to ensure the safety of the community. We must also remember we are not just a community of 10,000. Many times we may be 25 to 30,000. We need this protection for our visitors as well. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. Roger Anderson, resident of Morro Bay, as a private citizen. I just recently spent 2.5 years living in Las Osas where they don't have problems. But they don't have streetlights, and that was an interesting comment. That's one of the areas you can look at. I don't envy your position. You have a responsibility and a privilege to serve and sit there. I sat there 12 years during good budget times and bad. I sat there when we cut 10% of the city staffing. The police and fire department are highly regarded in this community, and I've personally dealt recently with a dear friend who died, and the service of the fire department is extraordinary. Same thing for the police. A lot of our seniors, my family included, take advantage of the recreation programs, and I like streets without potholes. There's really no service that this city provides that isn't a benefit to the citizenry, and we all feel good about it. I know you have to balance the budget. I disagree with the last speaker. You must balance the budget. Deficit spending, those funds are for true emergencies like the floods.
Thank you.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. I'm Brian Millard. I'm here on behalf of the Morro Bay Peace Officers Association. You heard one of my coworkers talk about overall crime. I work the weekends in Morro Bay. I wanted to highlight some things that happened just over the past 3 days. On Friday, we had 32 calls for service, resulting in 34 traffic stops, 23 warnings, 11 citations, and 3 arrests. That totaled 69 patrol-handled incidents. We had an arrest for a spousal battery and 2 unlicensed drivers. On Saturday, we had 37 calls for service, 39 traffic stops, which resulted in 31 warnings, 8 citations, 5 arrests, and 1 major rollover traffic collision for a total of 82 handled incidences. The arrest consisted of an unlicensed driver, possession of drugs, 2 drunken publics, and a DUI resulting from the rollover. At the same time, we were dealing with a fight at Taco Bell with several people involved while we were finishing the investigation at the TC rollover scene. We had to extend several calls for service response times because of that. And on Sunday, we had 24 calls for service, 15 traffic stops, which resulted in 12 warnings, 3 citations, and 3 arrests, and another 2 traffic collisions. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. My name is Mark Godfrey. I'm the current president of the Peace Officers Association. It's the POA's understanding that the council received a per capita report, basically what the number of officers would be per 1,000 after the proposed 20% cut. Ratios haven't been used for police staffing in the past 10, 15 years. Police staffing has to be based on geography, population density, and calls for service. Furthermore, Morro Bay is a destination city. Because of tourism, community events, the only high school in the area, people who drive to Morro Bay to work, holiday events, and just summer in general. Our daily population is greater than 10,000 people. Depending on the day or event, our population could be double. While the use of ratios is outdated, if you had to look at a ratio, the national average for the Pacific region for police staffing is 4.8 officers per 1,000 inhabitants for populations of 10,000, and that's from California Post. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Good evening, Madam Mayor and Council Members. My name is Dave Bergansel, and I'm a Detective Corporal with the Police Department. I'm here this evening to represent the Morro Bay Peace Officers Association and to provide you with current information on the Investigations Unit of the Police Department due to the fact that the requested budget cuts would eliminate detective positions. Throughout my 21-year career here at the Police Department, there have always been just 2 detectives. One handles more in-depth investigations, while the other handles less significant cases and handles all the administrative duties for the unit. Detectives have already handled 66 cases this year. These include numerous vandalisms, petty thefts, grand thefts, sex crimes, forged checks, credit card fraud and identity theft, juvenile crimes, assaults, arson, auto theft, hit and run, and missing persons. Patrol officers cannot conduct their own investigations when follow-up involves scheduling conflicts, complex and time-consuming investigations, out-of-town interviews, or is simply just beyond their investigative abilities. When cases are forward to investigations, it often involves interviews throughout the county, surveillances, writing and serving search warrants, attending autopsies, arranging for... Thank you very much.
We know you work hard.
Good evening, Mayor Peters and City Council. My name is Manny Silva. I'm a member of the Morro Bay Peace Officers Association. It's been my honor to serve this community for 26 years. I would like to say tonight that I'm here in support of the Morro Bay Police Department. At the last budget meeting, the City Council agreed to a minimum staffing level of 3 officers for the police department. And in order to provide police services to Morro Bay, 4 officers must be scheduled per shift to allow time off for training, for sick time, for injuries, and vacation. And this enables patrol to still function with 3 officers on duty in the likely event that an officer is away at training or on vacation or sick. You heard Officer Corporal Millard mention the rollover collision that occurred on Quintana Road this Saturday. There were 4 of us on. One of the officers had to go to the hospital to make the arrest. The other 3 of us remained at the scene to investigate. We had to call away officers to go and handle the fight call and another 911 call for service. We have to have this staffing to provide the services that are needed. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening. I'm Mark Martin. I'm here on behalf of the Morro Bay Police Officer Association. I think you've heard quite a bit of the figures and specifically what occurred over just over the weekend itself. But what you didn't hear was the activity of people with outside the area.
I'm sorry, they didn't get your name.
Oh, Mark Martin, M-A-R-T-I-N.
Thanks, Mark.
5 of the subjects that were arrested for felony drug activity were from outside the area. 2 of them involving in the traffic collisions were also from outside the area. So you've heard the numbers as far as the probation, parole, and sex crime offenders living in the area, but not outside the area that are coming to this the city of Morro Bay. I think, you know, knowing that if these cuts were to go into effect, the criminals will learn this, and they will come. They'll conduct their activity here in Morro Bay. The citizens deserve better than that, and I ask that you consider the budget and consider that not to make the cuts and prioritize public safety. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening, Council. Linda Merrill, citizen of Morro Bay. Please support the city manager's recommendations. I know his analysis of the city's budget problem was made with care and understanding. His plan to balance next year's budget with the reductions suggested should be taken seriously. We are counting on public safety to share in our need for a citywide reduction in costs. Thank you for your efforts to provide a healthy, sound city budget. Thank you for this evening. Bye.
Thank you.
Good evening. My name is John Lamason. I'm talking about my favorite subject, which is revenue. And I just hope that you guys keep an open mind about that possibility, too, because all I've heard about tonight is cut, 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 cut. And I'm saying consider also trying to create. When I call for a hotel, I don't ask what the bed tax cost is. So that's an possibility. And also I would look into situations where you could possibly use emergency powers. I know we were late on our election to get a vote about a sales tax increase, but maybe there might be something in the charter or in the rules that says you can put something together that would create some revenue for a time of 90 days or so in time to have an election. But don't just think of cuts. That's the biggest thing, is that think of revenue also, please. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening. My name is Ray Knox, and I own a business here in Morro Bay. I'm sure everyone would agree that Morro Bay enjoys
provide essential services. Now, I'm going to assume the 5 of you understand essential versus wannabe versus unessential, so you can go from there. But I want to leave you with 2 pictures. In 30 years in law enforcement, I have many occasions, both on the fire side and the police side, to see many devastating things. Nothing is more mentally or physically devastating than fire. Nothing that you'll ever see will be more devastating than the look on a woman who comes home and finds out her house has been violated. It may seem unimportant if you're not the victim, but when she sees somebody has gone through her belongings and those of her loved one, that's devastating. There may be other services not quite so devastating. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Chuck Rose from North Morro Bay. My concern is about the reduction of the Morro Bay Police Department. I would hope the cuts will be as small as fiscally feasible. Though I have several concerns about a reduced police force, I'll only address two of them. First, reduced response time. I realize that all emergency calls will probably be answered, such as serious traffic accidents, guns seen at school, or shots fired in a neighborhood. But it's a response to the other types that concern me, such as street fights, vagrants hassling pedestrians, domestic squabbles, drunk drivers, etc., which, if allowed to escalate, become emergency calls also. This brings up a somewhat insidious situation. If I come to believe there will be a delayed response or even no response at all, then I fall into the trap of why call at all. This scenario happened in my previous city. The responses were so slow or non-existent, people simply didn't call at all. I want our police force to be proactive and not simply reactive. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mayor Peters and members of the council, my name is Dan Riddell. I have a business at 560 Morro Bay Boulevard. Recently, I was privileged to serve on the 2020 committee, and I want to read to you one sentence out of the report. First priority needs to go to public safety for both its citizens and visitors. A 20% cut across the board, in my opinion, is ridiculous. I mean, to take it to its logical conclusion, that would mean one of you would have to decide which one would step down. Thank you.
Thank you. At this point, that might be hard.
Good evening, Council. Troy League, citizen for a little while, been around here. The main thing I want to say is, like Rick said, he'd already stole my thunder, so I had nothing to say to that. But I want to say that I just recently moved over my grandmother-in-law from Turlock to Morro Bay, moved her into a house, and one of the reasons I wanted for her to be here with her golden years was to have the security of the safety and knowing that if she needed something, it would be provided. And that's one, and she's close to family too, so that's good. But the other thing is let's call to the city, to the members of, let's get some money, let's generate it. We can do this. Let's not cut it. Let's figure out a way to make some money here. As a property owner, I have no problem with this special assessment fee of whatever the number's going to be. So let's get it together. Let's raise some money. That's your job. Let's make some money. Go to business. Thank you.
I like that attitude. Thank you. Okay. Waving hands.
I'm Fayla Chapman, and I teach at Morro Bay High School. I'm here to speak specifically about the retention of the school resource officer. We started with Sue Gomes. We now have Mark Godfrey. It's another pair of eyes and ears on campus. Mark is a very big part of our family, and as such, he praises, he disciplines. Unfortunately, he arrests once in a while, but he is a very important part on campus. He's what helps keep us safe, and I think he's a major part in what gave us part of our distinguished schools a recognition recently. So I certainly hope you consider retaining the school resource officer. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening, Council. I'm Doug Riddell. Been here a long time, probably longer than most of you have. I can't really speak to any more than what people have said before me, except that I have utmost faith and respect for both the fire chief, Mike Pond, and John DeRohan, and their firefighters and police officers. One thing I would like to mention also is when we had our car show, the cruise night started at 6 o'clock. 2 minutes into the car show, cruise night, we had one officer needs assistance call, took three of them to get the guy in the car, and we had four medical assistance calls. One of them, they were too late. The woman had died out in the intersection of San Ysidro and Highway 1. So please keep...
Laying off personnel will only exacerbate this problem. The cost of hiring, training, and retaining new personnel is enormous. You should also consider the problem of attracting high-quality candidates in the future with this kind of unstable situation. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Hi, Ray McElgett. At this point, I'm here to support our city manager and finance director because they know what's going on and they know where the money comes from. If we can do something later, fine. Thank you.
Thank you.
ladies and gentlemen of the council and mayor. I'm David Phillips. I'm an employee of the city. I think you're here tonight talking about money. One of the things I think we're missing is that you have millions of dollars invested in your infrastructure. You think you're saving money by cutting back now on the maintenance of that infrastructure. You're spending your reserves every day that you don't take care of your streets, your sidewalks, and curbs and gutters. You have almost $5 million worth of work that needs to be done now. That's a result of the cutbacks in 93 when you had $1 million street budget and 6.5 people. You now have $500,000 street budget, 2 people in the street department, and you're spending millions of dollars of your reserves every day you don't take care of those streets.
Thank you.
My name is Alex Finlay. I'm a resident of Morro Bay. One of the things that I haven't heard tonight is what the possible effect will be on every property owner in this city if we reduce fire protection for, in particular, and the safety that we get from having our police department. I think the insurance companies will take note and that we can look forward to some increases in our insurance rates across the board. Thank you.
Thank you.
My name is Ted Miranda. I'm a resident of Morro Bay since 1969. Recently completed the Morro Bay Police Academy course, which I think all the council members should be required to take that course next time it's offered, so that you people know what's going on in the city. We're sitting on a powder keg here, whether you know it or not. Excuse me. Getting back to the cost of replacing an officer, it's in excess of $100,000. So if you let 2 or 3 officers go, you're going to be in a lot of trouble one of these days. And you're even more so than you are now. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, is that everyone who wanted to speak? Terrific, we did it in under an hour. Thank you very much. It really does help to hear what's important to our community. And again, we want to keep everybody, believe me. Okay, any responses from council at this point, or should we go to... Want to take a short break before we get into the work part? Did you have some comments right now, or you want to wait until after break?
No, we're prepared to go after you, Brad.
Okay.
Thank you.
Let's take a short break, and then we'll get down to the rest of our program.